You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello. So, today we will be discussing overnight jobs. I know. We all got to do it. We all have done it. We have all made it happen. Everything. But working on a TV show, starting work at 1 p.m. and going to 1 a.m. is a little daunting. So my Saturday is kind of shot. Thank goodness. I just need to make a wig and wait for some things to arrive. So that should be fun and exciting. Pacing yourself is one major plus while doing this. But let's see. So I'm really like, sorry, I have to breathe heavy because I'm a good fucking boss. I give breaks so much. I let people take off when they want to. And sometimes I don't understand. I know being too nice, you get taken advantage of and all this. Yes, and that's what's happening. But bitch, please, I'm giving you a day off. You should be coming to work happy and ready to go. Not even that. I'm paying you to be there. I'm giving you thousands of dollars a week to do work. And you're doing one hairstyle. You're doing one 15-minute blowout. And you're not going to just jump and say, okay, cool. No, it's called copy you. New lesson, ladies and gentlemen. It is called copy you. Whether you think it's right, whether you think it's wrong, no matter what. It could be anything. Whatever it may be. Oh, why don't you pin it this way? Copy you. That's it. That is it. No other options. No. Mm-mm. Don't care. So then what happens is, oh, you don't work a full week. Okay, well, there goes that paycheck. Oh, you're not going to work the sixth day. So you're not going to get that triple time. Oh, you're not going to be in late. You're going to work 8 hours. Work your full 8 hours. Not even four, not even two, not even three. All 8 hours. 8 motherfucking hours. That's it. Done. Out. Or shit, you're not even working then. I'm like, you're not there. Bye-bye. Toots bagoots. Don't need you. Go away. Don't want to see a face. I don't understand. I'm giving you a job. Like, a steady job for 4 months. On a network television show. I am not trying to be this mean, nasty man that's begging and pleading to have, you know, people respect me. No, bitch. You're getting paid to respect me. You are getting paid. It's called employee appreciation. It's called a job. Your job is to do what your boss says so the job gets done. And then in the creative field, when your job is the department head who's putting designs together, it best be believing to represent who you're working for. Because that's what it's truly about. Yep, this is a hateful one. I'm sorry, all my wig hackers. This is a hateful one. I'm bitter. you guys haven't really heard me this passionate. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are, how new, how experienced, and how many Emmys you have, how many Oscar winners you are. Nah, motherfucker. If we're paying you, you're giving us a service. Your service is to do hair and make sure it stays that way. And you know what? You'll just sit on set and make sure my hair is good. But then I get freaked out because I look at the dailies and it looks like fucking shit. And whose fault is that? How can I can't be in five places at once? I have to run a whole department. I'm getting yelled at for buying two brushes that an actor wanted. Come on. I'm the one who has to go and fight just to have a third person be there. Over six to eight people, number one through eight, come in every day. And I have to fight to have a third person on. Fight. It's a fight. And then I'm fighting about the hair. I'm fighting about a ponytail. I'm fighting about what I'm spending. You give me a budget. I'm in my budget. I don't care. No. One wig is my whole budget. Okay, people? One wig that I have for this show that is used every day, that alone is my budget. But I'm giving it to him real on the down low. I'm giving it, use the wig. I don't care. But don't come to me with all this other bullshit. No. I guess some people don't understand, don't know. I'm just confused. Is it just like a lower tier mentality? Is it, you know, do you know what I mean? I just don't know. Yep, this is my venting. Oh, Danny venting. Yep, this is how I vent. I am very passionate. No hold bar. You kind of just, it just keeps going and going and going. So, I don't know. It's just not conducive for me. If I go on someone else's job, not a word is being said. My department head is the one in charge. I'm always looking to them. What are they doing? Where are they right now? Did they stand up to go do something? Well, I guess I should be following them. Know your lane. Know the lane you could be in. I don't want it stressful all the time. I really don't. It's a cop show. It should not be. But if you're not pulling your weight, you're not even doing my time card sheet, my daily sheet that I asked you to do. Why am I paying you? Why? Just to sit there and look pretty? Because you're causing me more stress than you are making me feel better about my gig. Keyword, my gig. And yes, I'm going to get fucking territorial now. It's my show. I had to work to get this show. I have to have pages and PowerPoints of all of the African American people that I have ever had to do. I have to have people literally as references, like Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, just calling and be like, yo, dude, can this dude do a haircut? Yes, I can. Get the fuck out of here. So, like, it's a lot. And, you know, I know you're the keys and, you know, the additional hair people or the hairstylists or makeup artists, they come on, they just do their little thing and they go away. But they don't know what we do as department heads. They don't know that I have to go look through their IMDb and pick out all the good shit to give to production so that they can actually be hired. But do I get a, oh, thank you for that? No. No. Anyway, so that is that's this episode. Yes, I'm a little off-put. I don't want to say bitter because that's a little bit too strong because that means like I carry it around with me. But no, I don't carry it around. I just tell these stories of people who just don't understand what I'm actually giving them. So, thank you so much for listening to my rant and rave tonight. It's not the typical, you know, wig hackers story, but at least that there's one. All right. So tune in next time. You can hit me up on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official, or you can hit me on Facebook at Daniel Coy and the Wig Hackers group. Don't forget that. Sign up for Wig Hackers in the Facebook group page. It is a private group, so I gotta accept you and let you in and do all that hoopla. All right, I'll talk to you later. Toots my goots. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.